The executive director of UNAIDS, Micah Sidibe, has repeated his call for tax to help close a gap in the global AIDS investment. This is because financial commitment to HIV/AIDS from developed countries is declining, and this has brought about a funding gap of $7 billion per year. The gap, he said, is killing people, especially the vulnerable society. Mr. Sidibe was opening the International AIDS Conference in Washington, D.C. Our correspondent Eunice Masudom reports.
The conference has brought together scientists, researchers, health experts, policymakers, civil society bodies, the media, youth and people living with HIV and AIDS around the world. The more than 23,000 delegates will learn from one another's expertise and develop strategies for the treatment and prevention of the disease. Mr. Sidibe said science is giving everybody hope for a vaccine and a cure, and momentum is also growing for financial transaction. The president, Jim Yong Kim, said HIV and AIDS has a devastating economic and social impact on individuals, families and communities. That is why social protection is crucial for a comprehensive AIDS response. He said poverty is one of the causes of HIV and AIDS, and every year 150 million people are forced into poverty by increased health expenditures and loss of income due to illness including AIDS. He was not happy that 1.3 billion people still live in absolute poverty worldwide. Mr. Kim called on world leaders to share the technical know-how across the boundaries of institutions and develop skills to help fight poverty. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in a video message, pledged his continuous advocate for universal access to prevention, treatment, cure and support for HIV and AIDS. Mr. Moon vowed to fulfill the promise of HIV-free generation.
Eunice Masudom's reports.